Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The emphasis is on the fact that he is a mediator of the new covenant, the go-between. Those who were under the old covenant, the Old Testament saints, were saved because they were looking forward to his coming when they brought their sacrifice. We look back to his sacrifice at Calvary. There was no final nor complete redemption under the old covenant. It's very important to understand this. There was no complete salvation under the old covenant. Remember that the bookkeeper says the blood of goats and of bulls and all, it could not take away sin. What it did, it covered their sins, but it could not cleanse their sins. Huge difference. From the time of Adam, remember there was a blood sacrifice. Remember that? When, I'm going to do this for Laura. Okay, she asked me to do this a couple weeks ago. I'm going to chase a rabbit, but I'm going to catch him. I'm going to skin him, we're going to eat him, okay? All this is for Laura. When Adam sinned, he sinned because of disobedience. Eve was deceived. Huge difference. That's why when you read in the book of Romans, that wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, it was Adam that sinned and not Eve. Eve was deceived. That's a whole nother issue because God told Adam, don't do that. And he disobeyed, even though Eve ate of that fruit, and it wasn't an apple, whatever it was, that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil people portrayed as an apple. And anyway, it wasn't an apple. It was a special tree. Before he ate of that fruit, there was a fellow by the name of Lucifer. And we looked at this a couple weeks ago. Lucifer was that anointed cherub that covereth. He was not, we could put him in that angelic category, but you know, there's different, what we call different types of angels. We just put them all in one category. There's seraphs, there's cherubs, there's those other beasts that we read about on that angelic category, but they're not all the same. Lucifer was that anointed cherub that covered, and I told Laura that I think of him like as the big dog in the angelic world, the high sheriff. And when God created man on the sixth day, that's when Lucifer, Satan, he said, I will ascend into the heavens I will ascend into the Most High. I will be like the Most High God. That's when Satan fell. Not before the creation of the earth, but after the creation of mankind, he saw Adam. Adam was God's crowning achievement. Remember, we talked about this on the sixth day. On the first day, God created the heavens and the earth, and it talked about that, and God said it was good. Then he created the sun, moon, stars, and it was good. Then he created like the plant life, and it was good. The animals, all these, and it was good. When he created man, day one, it was good. Day two, it was good. Day three, it was good. Day four, five, it was good. When he got to day number six, it was very good. Why? Because he created man in his image. When Satan saw that, he wanted that. He still wants that today. What is that? The worship of man. He desires the worship of men. He fell. Whenever he fell, he came into the garden in the form of a serpent, whatever, you know, that's a whole other issue, you know. He was standing. He wasn't crawling because remember the curse, he put him on his stomach. Anyway, he came in there and he deceived Eve, and then Eve came and Adam saw what had happened. And he ate of the fruit. And then God came, Jesus Christ, come walking in the garden. And Adam, Adam, where art thou? He says, we're hiding. Why are you hiding? Because we're naked. Who told you you're naked? Well, you know the story there. They covered their self with fig leaves. They say fig leaves, whatever it was, you know. Covering themselves. It was something they had done on their own. So you cannot be saved on your own works. And that was a picture of trying to cover their sins on their own. Well, Jesus Christ himself, it's called a theophany, who was there, he said, Adam, why did you do that? And I love this part where Adam said, it's that woman you gave me. Remember that? He blamed the woman. If you wouldn't have put, it was her fault. And then he said, Eve, what have you done? She said, it was that serpent. Always passing the blame to somebody else. By the way, we still do that today. You know, we sin, but it's their fault or somebody else's fault. So we see the picture there. And Jesus said, okay, blood has to be shed. So he kills, I believe, an innocent lamb. The Bible does not say he slays an animal. It was a picture of him having to die some 4,000 years later on the cross of Calvary. That blood didn't cleanse their sins. It covered their sins from the very beginning when Adam and Eve fell. From the time of Adam and Eve, there was always a blood sacrifice. Remember Cain and Abel. Cain brought the fruit of the ground, his works by his own hands. But I guarantee you, it was beautiful. I promise you, it was beautiful. Some wonderful cucumbers and whatever he grew, you know, I don't know. But I tell you what, it was first class. And I wouldn't doubt he put flowers on it. The Bible doesn't say just fruit. You know, there's some beautiful flower arrangements out there. And I could just see him just putting it all together, just beautiful, just absolutely breathtaking. He brings it before God. And God said, that's not acceptable because it was by his own hands. Abel brought the sacrifice that was supposed to be, and what was that? The shedding of blood. And God accepted the blood sacrifice and not the sacrifice of hands. So you see the picture. It goes on and on all through the Old Testament. All those sins that were they were covered. And I use the word snowballed. They would roll over and over from the time the first sin of Adam to the last sin that was ever committed on the cross of Calvary. Whenever that was, whenever it was, on the cross of Calvary. Could it be when the Roman soldiers were laughing at him and spitting at him, or the Jewish priest down there, if you be Christ, save yourself, come down from Christ. Whatever the last sin, all of those sins were covered. That way you understand when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, all the sins of mankind was placed upon him at once. From Adam, all through the Old Testament, every sin was placed on Jesus Christ. Not only that, every sin that was future, your sin and my sin. We can't even comprehend that. That's why, and I'm chasing, I'm going to catch him, I'm calling him now, I'm going to skin him and eat him. Now, Lord, this rabbit. That's why when Jesus Christ hung on the cross of Calvary and God turned out the lights for 3 hours, remember from noon until three, it was complete darkness. And during that time, the Bible just does not say when during that time, but during that time, Jesus Christ cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was when God placed all the sin of mankind of all time upon Jesus Christ. And for the first time ever, and by the way, never again, Jesus Christ was separated from the Father. Why hast thou forsaken me in ever in eternity? Now, let me go a little farther. That's why when Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed and talked about great drops of sweat as great drops of blood came from his face and I think his whole body actually just as they were drops of blood. He wasn't scared about going to the cross. That was not his, he was not fearful of going to the cross. When he says, if thy will be done, take this bitter cup from me, okay? It was not the suffering. It was not the death of the cross. It was not the pain of the cross. That bitter cup was a separation from God, the Father. It had to be, because the sin could not come into the presence of God. So Jesus Christ paid that price, that sin debt. And now, here he is in chapter number 9, he is now our high priest. God accepted that sacrifice. And because of that, those Old Testament saints whose sins were covered, they're now cleansed. You see the difference? Huge difference in just being covered and being cleansed. Well, that's what this verse is talking about. That they're called, they might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. They could receive that promise of eternal inheritance if he would not have died.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.